Who's that up there? So are we recording whatever we need to be doing?
Yes.
Okay, I will call this meeting to order, the regular meeting of the City of Derby Tax Board, also known as the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, April 19th, 6 p.m. I will call the meeting to order at 6:09. And let's please stand to say the pledge.
One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Miss Louise, could you please do the roll call?
I certainly will. Mr. Bowers?
Present.
Butler? Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Coppola?
Here.
Mr. Forte?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
He's excused.
Thank you. Mr. Malerba?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Bertoso?
Here.
Mr. Pilastro?
Here.
And Ms. Sepchak?
Okay, thank you, Louise.
You're welcome.
When
Mr. Butler comes in?
We'll let you know. Well, we'll know.
Thank you.
He's going to pop in kind of sneaky-like. I believe we have some additions, although we will accept additions, deletions, or corrections for our agenda tonight. Mr.
Yes,
Taylor.
I have two. First of all, I would like to add, and I've given a written version of this to Louise as well. I would like to transfer from playground wages, account 5100-140-0141, to $1,260 to supervisors 5100-110-0111 to cover costs of Sunday one-on-one swim lessons.
Could you give me the account numbers again? I'm sorry, I apologize, Dave. Just go a little slower.
I think I sent you a copy of this earlier today, but that's okay. 5100.
Yep.
140.
Yep.
Euro 141 is playground wages.
Okay. And how much?
1,260.
Say again?
1,260.
Okay. And it's going to 5100.
110. Zero. Okay. 111.
Okay.
And that's supervisors.
Okay. So this is one of the items?
Yeah, it's one.
Okay,
I
let
have
me
a second
take
item.
So we can go independently. So do I hear a motion to add this transfer within the 5100 to the agenda?
So moved, Chris.
By Chris?
Second, by Rob.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we will add that in at number 12. Okay, go ahead, David.
Second item I have is purpose of funding a grass cutter. Transfer from youth basketball, 5100, 480. 0484, $4,500.
Okay.
And from lifeguards, 5100, 110, 0114, $6,300.
Okay.
To general capital.
Okay. Unfortunately, we got to go through the working balance.
Okay.
So we'll
split this into two, right?
Well, you know, you can just say move that you just mentioned. That all goes into working balance.
Okay, so we'll have to edit that from what I sent you, Louise.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then from working balance, you can go over to your capital.
Right. Okay, then from working balance.
Yep.
And I'll make sure I make the entries that way.
Okay, yep.
To general capital.
Yep.
account 3700.
Yep.
440.
Yep.
0446. $10,800.
Okay.
To provide funding to purchase a grass cutter.
All right. Do I hear a motion to add this to the agenda? Somebody?
So moved.
So motion by Carlo. I hear a second.
I'll second it. It's Rose.
Second by Rose. I can recognize you, Rose. Actually, I recognize Carlo too. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll add this to the agenda at item number 13. Are there any other additions, changes, or deletions? Anybody?
None for me, ma'am.
What about the thing from, wasn't there a thing? There was a thing. Was this what it was? Was this the thing?
Thing from?
Something today or yeah, something Friday. Let me see. Seemed like there was another
thing. There were some communications today, and I think it started today, this morning, about a grass cutter. That is what we did.
Something on Friday. What would Friday have been? The 16th? Oh, here we go. From Ed. Or is this it? Ed for Dennis.
This must be
the same thing.
That's got to be this. They were involved in this together.
Right.
Obviously. With the coming out of the transfers are coming.
Yeah. It's a new lawnmower. Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing. Okay. We're good. All right. I just want to make sure we didn't leave anybody out. So, okay, perfect. Anything else for the agenda? Anybody? Okay, I will close that item then.
Judy, hold on. It may be two lawnmowers. Dennis may be ordering one, and Ed may be ordering one.
No, I'm sure it's just one.
Dennis, I'll talk to David.
Yeah, Dennis can't use one.
Okay.
Nobody to operate it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
Chris. All right. So I'm going to close that. Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public? Anyone from the public? Nope. Okay. I'm going to close the public portion. Okay. So number one off the bat, do I hear a motion to increase our revenue account? Library grant 6,697,006 by $446. And on the expense side, this would go to the 5,500,360,0360 to agree with state funding. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. Brian Polo here, I'll second.
Okay, so it was Sam and Brian?
Yes. Yep.
A miracle, I got this right. Okay. Any background on this or anything, David? Is it just simply?
Isn't this just a pass-through?
Yes.
Yeah,
so the state has provided funds. This is for sharing our library with other libraries.
Yep.
The state.
Okay.
I see Mr. Butler has joined, Luis.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if Mr. Gray is here.
I see Linda Gray. I don't think that's the same. Mel, because Mike had to go to a Board of Ed meeting, I believe. So, any questions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Number seven, this is all within the Payden account. So I need a motion to move from the Payden account. Okay, so we're taking out $500 from the exercise weight room maintenance. That's the 5200, 340, 0340. And we're taking out $1,605 from office supplies, 5200, 390, 0006. We're taking out $1,000 from miscellaneous building, cleaning and equipment, 5200, 390, 0011. Taking out $1,500 from locker room paper goods, 5200, 390, 0012. And $1,000 from the field house water, 5200, 390, 0030. And that is 5605. And then we are moving that to our internet phone, 5200, 390, 0013, $700. And we're moving it to our custodian supervisor, 5200, 110, 0110. $3,510, and last to our field house custodian, 5200, 110, 0111, $1,395. So that should add up to the same. That would be 4210, 5210, 50. Yep. Okay. So, do I hear a motion for this whole salad here?
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose. Any setup on this, David, or is this just a bunch of leveling?
Just a little background. I was concerned that the Payden Fieldhouse budget might not be what it should be because it was prepared earlier in the year. Now we have passage of time. And so I asked Dennis to come on over and let's take a look at it together. But we started with this year and looked at the trends and noted that, you know, because of Payden or just because, you know, the guess on what, I'm sorry, because of COVID or just because the guess that was made at the beginning of the previous year was too high in the accounts we want to transfer from. And, you know, internet phone was slightly under budget. And these two employee expense accounts were under basically because the budget only looked at 43 weeks of being open. However, it'll be open for 52 weeks this year. So we need to be able to cover their salaries.
So all these things that you found in the current year, are they going to take those into account then for our going forward budget? Or will there be some changes?
Yes, and Judy, I did communicate that with you the other day. I gave you the changes to 5200. I think, I'm sorry, I don't remember which day, but I can go back tomorrow and take a look if you don't have it.
No, I think I do. Okay, I just don't do anything with them until it's time for the budget meeting.
So. Right. That's what I thought. These changes are now reflected in the new budget that he submitted. And thankfully, we were able to make similar type changes to the 2022 budget, whereas we did not increase the total request.
Okay, perfect. And who did I interrupt? Somebody was asking.
That was me, Judy. Are these bills immediately necessary or are you just preparing because you think they're going to go because you only prepared for 47 weeks instead of 52?
Yes, the internet phone, we now know what it is per month exactly, and this is calculated to the end of June.
Okay.
And the wages are, we looked and we saw exactly what happened, and, you know, they are in place, and we do not intend to let anybody go between now and the end of the year, so.
I got you. Yes.
Anybody else have any questions on this?
With the coronavirus, has the field house been open all year?
Certain areas of the field house are being used. I can't speak to the beginning of the year as to whether it was open the whole year. I have to guess. I'd be guessing if I answered that. But it's you know, the students are using the weight room generally, and the Board of Education has been using one of the larger rooms for meetings.
So both custodians that we're transferring the funds to have been working for the whole year.
That's correct.
David, do you know off the top of your head how much that monthly bill is for internet and phone?
Yes, it was about $400. And to that issue, we were looking at it together. Dennis was quite surprised by the amount of it. Most of it is the internet. And if we're going to have a facility where people are going to have meetings, I'm not sure that it's the right price, but that is, we will need that. But there's some things on there that he's going to call Comcast about and just kind of ask, hey, what's going on here? So okay, hopefully we can bring that down.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there any discussion to go to Ray's point, maybe to combine it with the service with the school to kind of get it under the same umbrella to maybe cut down the price? Since it's in the same vicinity?
Yeah. we're... That's an interesting question, Carla. No, there's not been any discussion on that, but I'll make a note. The one thing about it, however, is that the schools, would pay for their own internet under their budget. And we are responsible, the city, directly responsible for Payton Field House. But that doesn't mean we couldn't do it together.
Thank you very much.
Also, David, if we plan on renting the halls out and such like that, that money goes back to the general fund, or does it go into a special line item? I can't remember.
I heard something today, and I'm sorry, I can look here. I'm not sure that we budgeted anything, but there is a line item for it. The reason I say I'm not sure we budget is because I wouldn't be able to tell you the account number, because I'm looking at, it wouldn't be on here on my report that I'm looking at.
Yeah, I think we did decide that, Chris, that we would keep it separate because that any earnings they have should be go back into their expenses, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea of offsetting the expenses that are incurred, yes.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions on this? I think definitely it's something before we pass the budget we should maybe touch this again about a few things, because when it becomes active, then it's gonna, I think, go up. All right, so no other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now we're gonna move on to number 8, which is about the building official. Do I hear a motion to transfer $6,000 from the building official wages, 6,100, 110, 0110, to the outsourced building inspectors account, 6,100, 390, 0362, for increased use of contract and inspectors. Do I hear a motion?
Motion, Chris.
Motion by Chris. Second.
I'll second it.
By Ray. Okay. Ray. And I assume this is just as we were planning to use contracted inspectors until we decide what we're doing?
Yes. The amount that we moved earlier, with Carlo's departure, is running out. So I did another projection based on our year to date, the time to date that we've had these men employed, and came up with this number of $6,000 in order to get us through to the end of the year.
Okay. And we had it available on the building official wages anyway, so it's kind of the same thing.
Yes.
All right. Any questions, anybody?
Rudy, do we have any timetable on getting the position filled or not filled, or the plan, or not really, not yet?
I haven't heard anything about that, but with the COVID and not going down there often, they could be building like an arc down there. I wouldn't be aware of that.
Is this an even wash between the Carlo's pay and or has this gone up because we're outsourcing it?
Well, no, can we, it up we, if we still have enough left in the line, right?
Yes.
I would think.
We're not driving building official wages negative.
Okay.
So we're just using his line item for that.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So we would hope, I would think that they would, I mean, I don't know if they're going to hire another building official or if they're still looking into having some kind of agreement with some of the other towns or what's going on. So I'll try to get you guys an update though for next meeting. Okay.
I believe that we're using the Ansonia guy right now, aren't we? Is that our current solution for a fee? We're using the Ansonia building inspector?
I think it was, yeah. I'm just not up on this, so.
And Judy, it would be good for the budget because if we're going to switch it around and we know ahead, then we can plug some good numbers there and not kind of guesstimate.
Exactly. Yeah, I think just like with the Payton, we need to know what the plan is. We need to also know on the building official.
If I could. Brian, you made me go back and look again, and this would drive it negative. I'm so sorry. Can I change the amount we want to transfer, please?
I don't know.
Can we make it 5,000 instead of 6? Wow, I can't. I'm sure I looked at that.
I guess we can. I mean, it's gonna be an extra 1,000 is gonna be somewhere. It's still gonna fall down to the.
Yeah.
Just for
I would rather come back when I've just really done a decided where it's going to come from. Actually,
we can do that.
Who made not the hired the zoning ordinance, the zoning wetlands person yet, right?
No.
Let's take 5,000 from building officials' wages if we could.
Okay. Who made the motion?
Kristen Wright.
Huh?
Chris made the motion, Ray seconded.
Okay, could you make a friendly amendment to your motion, Christopher, to change it to?
I would like to make a friendly motion for it to change from $6,000 to $5,000.
Okay, and is that all right with the person who seconded it as well?
I will make a friendly second.
All righty. So unless
there's other... If we want to move the 6,000, we can get 1,000 from the part-time wet ones position this year because we've not hired it and there's 23,000 money in there.
I think we're fine. So we're going with 5,000 from the building official over to the outsourced building inspectors. Okay. And
that'll get us through till June, I'm sure. And if we need more money, I can ask you then.
Okay. So all in favor? Quick, for David changing.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I'll ask you once we've made the motion here. So number 9, do I hear a motion to transfer $31,229.72 from the coronavirus expenses, which is the $8,100,450,0453, to financial services? Oh, we can't do this either. We got to go through.
Okay.
Also have to go through the working balance. So. Do I hear a motion to transfer $31,229.72 from the coronavirus expenses, $8,100,450,0453, to the working balance, and then from the working balance to financial services, $2,500,0390,0392. Do I hear a motion?
This is Rose. I'll make the motion.
Okay, motion by Rose.
Second by Rob.
Second by Rob. All right, so what's this about and are we allowed to do this? Because it's the coronavirus.
Yes, so this coronavirus expenses account was established before we knew we were gonna get any money from the state.
Yep.
And we just put $50,000 in there. And some charges have been drawn against it. However, this is the balance and there's no intent to put any more there. Now that we've got the money from the state, we established a different account that we are going to be putting the expenses to. So that other account is tied to the money that we received.
Okay, so how did we fund this then with the 50,000? Did we take it from fund balance or?
I'm not sure. You might have had. Did you have it in your identified and special?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But that was pre my arrival here.
So there was already money then in there when you arrived, and now we know that we don't need to use it for coronavirus because we have the state money.
That's correct.
Okay. And it's going in here, and you're taking the money, David. I don't know.
Well, I'm getting a little bit of it, but not very much of that total, I can tell you right now.
All right. Sounds good. So do we have any questions?
Yeah, Brian Capullo here. What's this covering exactly?
Mostly the fees that Robert Half charges for my services. And when we moved money earlier this year, we anticipated we might need to do this again, just pending the arrival of a new finance director. But we decided, you know, let's not run ahead of ourselves. We'll just move some money. And we noted at the time that we might have to do this. As it stands today, it looks like I'll be here for most of the fiscal year. Most of the rest of the fiscal year, excuse me. And this, we believe, will be enough to cover that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just two questions. So this is for about 3 months, give or take, 3-4 months?
Yeah, it's about 3 months. We've, you know, they're behind, they haven't given us the full, obviously there's a lag in the billing.
And this is just for Robert Half services rendered?
Yes.
Or is this forecasting anymore?
It is. I'm sorry. I rushed my answer. It is forecasting.
So when?
Mid-June.
I would imagine if there's a different person comes in, I don't know what they're doing, that there would have to be a transition, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. And I think that the initial plan is that would cover it. We don't want to outrun it. And I'm hoping that we've left enough money behind in the director's line to cover whatever salary might be incurred before the end of the year.
Okay.
Judy, for this, I have no problem with the transfer. The only thing is it possible for us to change this line item so we don't get confused? And when we look back, we know exactly, because it's not a coronavirus related expense. I don't know if that's possible, but just for simple bookkeeping wise, I guess.
Well, I think with this transfer, you're saying it's going to zero, Dave?
Yeah, the coronavirus expenses line will go to what's been charged to it year to date. As a parenthetical, I'm considering moving all of that money to where the other one is, so we can have it all in one place, which would make a lot more sense to me.
Right. That's what I'm
however, the account that'll be charged will be in the financial services within the finance department. So I believe it's aptly named.
No, I think he's talking about the actual coronavirus expenses.
Correct.
We're not really from the state, right?
The expenses that are in there are coronavirus related that will be left behind. They have nothing to do with paying Robert Half.
But the way it would look on paper is it was related to that because it's coming from that.
That's what I'm worried about.
No, well, I think that's the beauty of transferring to back to working balance, which says we don't need the money.
I guess. Maybe Carlo's point and my point is maybe we just, right, since we've got state money to cover coronavirus expenses, it's in a different account. Do we just zero this account out and drop it all back down to working balance or special working balance and zero it out since we're really?
Ray, that's my intention, but I've not moved the charges that are already in there to the state account.
I see. Okay, I gotcha.
I don't want to drive it negative. There's 8,100. I've got it right here. There's $18,770 of actual charges to the account that really do belong in that other account now that we have that money. But I've got some reconciliation to do. I don't want to be hasty.
Okay, that's fair. I'm concerned about anything that looks like we've used state COVID money for anything other than state COVID expenses. And I understand that's not what we're doing, but somebody goes back and looks at it 3 years from now.
Yes.
An auditor or something like that.
Yeah. And half of us are gone or don't remember, but it sounds like you know what you're doing, David.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think we put it into the working balance that shows that we're not just moving it over to finance. We're moving
That's beautiful. That's, the other thing, Ray, that'll help us with this is that the revenue account for COVID funds received will match the expense account for COVID funds expensed.
All right, good. Okay,
and it'll make it simple for people to understand.
Those two will reconcile. All right, great.
That's my plan.
Okay, thank you, David. Any other questions?
Yeah. What about Keith? Is that paid in full, or is money coming out of that account to pay Keith as well?
No, Keith is not funded from the finance department.
Where is he being funded from?
He's being funded from the economic development line because he is actually fulfilling the duties that Patty would have been doing at this point, which is where her salary was.
Yep. Okay, any other questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Number 10. What the frick is this? I should have read this before. Okay. Do I hear a motion to create an account called Pre-Disaster Mitigation Planning? That's a mouthful there. 3300-220-0221. Do we use the capture costs of pre-disaster mitigation planning? Makes sense. Derby is participating with several counties, et cetera, et cetera. So I just need a motion to create this account at this point. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion. Brian here.
Motion by Brian.
I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose. All right. So what's this for, David?
Yeah. A while back, the city entered into an agreement with 18 other municipalities to participate in pre-disaster mitigation planning. There is a FEMA grant out there that requires a $5,200 municipality participation. And in the first year, it's going to have to be cash. The second year, there is a slight possibility that we could provide data regarding actual expenses paid to our employees, in other words, labor, to perform the functions. However, I'm not sure we'll be able to do that, but that's beside the point. We entered into this agreement prior to the fiscal year beginning. And the fee for this year is $2,600. There'll be another fee next year for $2,600 in order for us to take advantage of the grant that's coming from FEMA.
Okay.
And it's all being coordinated by NVCOG.
David, what's the grand total of something like this, a project like this? Do we have any information regarding that?
I do not.
So it's promising to match something that we don't know what the price may be.
Brian, I'm sorry, I just don't know the answer, but I would imagine when the city entered into the agreement about a year ago, that was a known item. I'm just not aware of what that was.
Okay. Can we do a little legwork on it?
I'd be happy to find out.
Okay.
Okay, so this part of the motion is simply to create that account, which will then receive that money. So Brian made the motion, Rose seconded. So if there are any questions about the actual account, all in favor?
So where is the money going to come from, though? Where are we taking the money out of? Item 11, Chris.
This is just the account creation. This is part one.
And it has to be the municipality. It can't be VCOG. Is that how it's written?
Again, I don't have the grant at my disposal right now.
Okay.
I believe, well, it's been represented to me that it requires local participation. I don't believe NVCOG gets any benefit out of this. So I don't know why, you know, they could be called upon to fund it. It's really the municipalities that get the benefit.
Well, in a regional incident, I'm sure VCOG will you know, blanket that, umbrella that. Okay. And then can the OEM budget cover it then?
Yeah, and item 11 shows you how the OEM budget will cover it.
Yep.
So pretty much we're putting in the money, and then with the grant, the COG is going to kind of run and be the organizer of it between all the different municipalities.
Yes, that is what's been going on for the past year.
I mean, if you guys feel uncomfortable with this, I don't imagine we have to pass this tonight.
Yeah, I would like some more information back just because, you know, just to even see raw numbers, what we might have to be dealing with and, you know, just.
Yeah, I guess we could probably find where some board enacted that the city would participate in this back last fiscal year, which is really when these arguments should have, I mean, in my opinion, I'm sorry, but should have been made. However, I have a very old invoice sitting on my desk that, you know, we can either pay or not pay.
And who are we being invoiced by?
NVCOG. I believe they fronted the money, but I'm not sure. But they are doing a lot of the work.
Okay.
And we did agree to enter into this with them.
Okay. Yeah, it's...
Basically, it sounds just like any other grant that we get is that the federal government is kicking in and we have to kick in our percentage of it.
Yeah,
I get it, Rob. But the problem is that we don't know what the price tag is going to be for the matching.
But we did know the price tag, Brian, when it was approved, is what David is saying. That we've already done our due diligence. We just don't have the trail with us here right now.
Judy, do you think we could ask Mark Garfalo to go back through the minutes and of the boards and find where this was approved?
Sure. I mean, we'll find it.
Yeah, and that way, you know, that I don't think anybody's going to be real satisfied with this until, yeah, you know, they can reference something like that.
Well, we want to make sure the VCOG doesn't slip us like a fake invoice here, and
I understand.
Try to take our unused $2,600 out of OEM. So yes,
well, it's really $5,200. I mean, we're on the hook for 2 years, so.
Caution is the watchword, so we will double check it. That this invoice from VCOG has been approved by the Board of Aldermen and is accurate. So,
yeah.
How old is the invoice, David?
I don't have it with me, so I can't give you a date. However, it's...
Was the paper like yellowed or?
It's written on
paper. Dog-eared, I'll tell you that.
Okay, were there coffee stains on it?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, so we've already made the motion and the second. So I don't know, is it more correct then that we go ahead and vote on it, but we just don't approve it? Or is it more, do we cancel it? I don't know. I'm not the best at Robert's rules.
The proper motion, Madam Chair, would be to move to table if you're going to until the next meeting.
Okay, so do I hear a motion to move to table item number 10 and 11? 10 being the creation of the pre-disaster mitigation planning account, and number 11 being the moving of funds into that account from the OEM.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Okay, motion by Rose.
I'll second that motion, Jim.
Second by Jim. Okay, thank you. So I don't think we need to discuss that any longer. So all in favor of tabling item 10 and 11?
Aye.
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 All right. And any opposed? Okay, we will table that until our next meeting. And then, David, would you be so kind to you and or Mark to get that information for us?
Yeah, I'll try to find out some details of the grant. If Mark could find it and where it was passed, that would be very helpful.
I'm going to imagine Mark has all those minutes memorized, right, Mark?
Only the ones I know what you're talking about. So if we could narrow in what grant we're talking about, that would be...
It would be called pre-disaster mitigation planning as per the motion in the item there. Okay.
So, or we could just ask the VCOG.
I'll work with VCOG. They may or may not have evidence of the approval by our board handy.
Okay. All righty. So that takes care of those two. So now we have the new ones. So number 12, do I hear a motion to transfer $1,260 from the 5100-140-0141 playground something account to the 5100-110-0111 supervisor account? No, that's not true. Okay, so we want to move. Oh, what am I doing? Why do I have 1260 here? Hold on. We want to move. What are we doing with 12? Okay, we're moving. Why do I have 1260 here?
We're moving from playground wages to supervisors' wages. Three of them,
that's why. Okay, so we're moving 1260 from playground wages.
Yes.
And then we're moving 4,500 from the...
No. It's just a single line.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're trying to group together 12 and 13.
I'm sorry. I needed to put a line on my paper here. That's just very awkward. Okay. So for number 12, we're simply moving $1,260 from the 5100-140-0141 playground equipment into the 5100-110-0111 supervisors. That is the whole of number 12 because it's in the same department. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion, Sam.
Motion by Sam.
I second it, Brian.
Second by Brian. All right. So apparently we need more money for supervisors and less money for playground equipment. Would that be
fair? Wages. For playground wages, yes. Playground was closed.
Okay.
So we didn't pay anybody to sit there. And we didn't anticipate the Sunday one-on-one swim lessons, which is has become so popular. They created this program. The people teaching the lessons are paid directly by the people who are being taught. And we just have to have a supervisor at the pool, to look over everything. And so, this program has really taken off, in Dennis's words, to where it's just very popular in among the constituents. So
what they're learning to swim?
Yeah, people are learning how to swim.
Via Zoom? That would be hard.
Yeah, right. No, they're in the pool.
They're in the pool? Seems like that's the last place you'd want to go with COVID. Jeez, jumping into the pool. All right.
Chlorine kills everything, Judy.
Oh, it's the chlorine. Okay. All right, I get it. Okay. I'm still not going to go get in there, but... So we have a motion by Sam, second by Brian. Any other questions other than my stupid questions?
We charge the instructors to use the pool, or it just...
I'm not sure. I mean, they're probably... No. I would anticipate that if they are citizens, they could come use the pool for whatever fee it would take to use the pool. But not sure.
And I'm guessing the lessons are occurring after the regular daily hours, I guess, right? And that's why we need another supervisor there?
Right. I guess from what I gathered, it was a program that was requested. And, Parks and Rec figured out a way to do it, to use the pool, because they felt like it was underutilized.
You got to keep the water moving around or else it goes bad.
Right.
Right. Like a car, you have to keep driving it or else everything gets clogged up, right? Probably the same with a pool. Or you get like a film over the top.
Yeah, if you've ever taken a cover off of a pool at the beginning of the summer, you'll We'll see what happens.
Yep. All right. So any more questions?
Sorry, the only reason why I asked that, Judy, is because if the city is hiring someone to go after hours, which yeah. it sounds like, then shouldn't we be charging the instructors to cover that? And it shouldn't be the city's responsibility, unless it's a program that the city wants to run or something like that. Then I would understand it, but that's just the question that I have.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd be happy to ask that question and report back the answer.
Thank you. Again, it's not that much money, but it seems like if that was the case and if they're profiting, we should kind of tap into that to and have a wash on our half.
Yeah, I would be. I would hope. See, we just don't seem to have many people attending tonight that are connected to these. So usually we have somebody here that's actually doing this. I mean, David can't possibly know all of this. Mark knows the minutes, all of them. But yeah, we could find out for next time. This again probably will affect the budget. So. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Motion carries. And now number 13, this is the grass cutter. And we have some background on that we can supply to you after the motion, because we've checked with the charter and everything that this is all copacetic. So I need a motion now that I've drawn the line on my paper and I know what I'm doing. We would like to move $10,800 into the working balance from $4,500 from the $5,100-$480-0484 and another $6,300 from the $5,100-$110-0114. We would then turn around and move that out of working balance into our general capital account. Capital assets from, and that is the $3,700-$440-0446. This is all grass cutter. Do I hear a motion? Motion.
All right, I make the motion, Brian here.
I'll second it.
Who seconded it?
Sam.
Got it.
Sam.
Oh, Sam. Voice is kind of high pitched there, Sam. Must have been the vacationing stuff. All right. So from my understanding, they need grass cutters where they'll they are available. And because this purchase is under $15,000, they do not need approval of the board. They do need to get bids, or they should at least know what they're doing. And they're choosing to, although it's a capital asset, they have, since we're out of money in the capital assets and they have extra money in the Payden account, they would move that into there so that they could get the grass cutter. So have I left anything out, David?
Well, just one slight adjustment. This is actually the Parks and Rec accounts, but okay. Then on the grass cutter, it is not an addition, it's a replacement. The unit that they want to replace is 23 years old and has outlived itself. It's starting to get to the point where they're not going to be able to use it anymore. And it's the opinion of Ed that it will not last the summer, and you know, we'll get way behind on our grass cutting.
Okay, so I want to do that.
Sorry to be a pain, but can you reread the motion? Sorry.
You want me to say again?
Can you just repeat the motion? Because it kind of all jumbled together for me.
Would you like me to?
Oh, go ahead, David. Yeah, please.
Motion to transfer from youth basketball account 5100-480-0484, $4,500, and from lifeguards 5100-110-114, $6,300 to working balance, and to transfer from working balance to general capital account 3700 440 0446, $10,800 to provide funding to purchase a grass cutter.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I think what everyone is a little nervous about is we all have the perception that a lot of things didn't function because of COVID. And so we're all worried that we're not spending where we're not needing to spend. I think mostly we need to worry with the new budget that we know, hopefully, what's going forward and how much we actually use. So I understand everybody being kind of a little bit nervous about all this, because you're like, you know, it's like with the school buses in the school or the, you know, what are we actually doing? So
right.
It's understandable. I just don't have an answer for all the different departments on how they use their funds. Exactly.
So what department is this, Judy? Is this the Public Works? This is Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm.
Now, why are we transferring money out of Parks and Rec to general fund, then to capital, when we could just move line items around in Parks and Rec and buy the thing instead of going to capital, where now they have to wait for capital to meet before they could buy this?
No.
No, this was discussed amongst the players, and actually I asked Joe DiMartino and Charlie Sampson and Judy to review our plans. While it is a capital item, the board does not need to approve unless it's over $15,000. This grass cutter is less.
Why are we even taking it out of Parks and Rec and putting in capital if all we have to do is really switch line items around, money and line items?
Because we shouldn't buy capital assets out of an expense account, Chris. It's a bad precedent.
It's not a new item either. It's just a replacement. So that's where my confusion is. I don't understand why we're taking it out of Parks and Rec and then going through all this.
Well, we're not going to spend the money in Parks and Rec, which is why we would take it out of there. Youth basketball program was not run this year, and we did have the pool closed for quite a period of time. And now that the pool is even open, the use is restricted, and our use of lifeguards is not as high. We don't need as many lifeguards on duty when the pool's relatively empty. You know, just recognizing that, and you know, using that money to purchase a lawnmower that will be used to cut the grounds at the parks. You know, Ed and Dennis got together and, you know, worked out a solution how we could pay for it. Now, you know, you would say, okay, so why aren't we paying out of this? Why aren't we finding the money in Public Works? Well, Public Works has been active and working all year despite the COVID virus. And so they do not have, you know, available funds.
So we're just taking it out of Parks and Rec, putting it into Public Works.
We're not basically putting it into Public Works.
Not into capital, but basically that's what we're doing.
We've done this many times before, Chris. We're taking extra money, put it into the working balance. We could also drop it into the fund balance if we didn't have any need for it. But we do have need for it, so we're dropping it in the working balance and then turning around and pulling it out. We do this a lot.
I understand that, Judy. I was just confused on why I thought it was a Parks and Rec item that we were, I thought it was for Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Chris, there's nobody in the Parks and Rec department that would use it. The grass cutting duties belong to Public Works.
That I understand. I work for Public Works.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. But anyway, it's appropriate to purchase an item such as this, a capital item, with capital money. It's inappropriate to charge it to equipment where you would also, you know, put basketballs and baseballs. And
David, wasn't this a capital request?
It was not submitted previously. It's just something new that came up. I don't know why it was new. It seems like it could have been anticipated.
It wasn't anticipated.
I do not believe it was, no, Brian, because this is the first I'm hearing of it, and it was not on the capital planning document.
So they fired it up for the season and it's not working well.
Well, to hear Ed is, you know, he's got more grass to cut and he has three mowers. This one of the mowers has been used lately as a parts mower and they've been robbing stuff off of it and trying to replace, but it's gotten so old that, I mean, it's 23 years old and it gets a lot more use than the one in my garage.
Is the head of public works here in the meeting?
No.
Okay. I feel like he could shed some light on this okay.
I, you know, everything that I've spoken regarding the mower and the need for it was provided by Ed.
Yeah, but all right. If he could just shed some light on why it wasn't part of the capital request. And I understand maybe that they thought it was, you know, okay for the season, but, you know, I also understand that we have turf fields and things of that nature. I want to know where this grass is and more grass. I mean, if we could just have a conversation with them, but.
That wouldn't be really a conversation of the taxpayer.
I was going to say the same thing. What more grass is there cutting when we have a football field and a softball field that aren't?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. It's a capital planning issue. It's not a tax board issue. It's because it's under 15,000 and they're putting more money into the capital plan. They're, you know, we're doing the transfer through there. I'm not sure.
Exactly. Just a point of correction, Madam Chair. I mean, it was said a bunch of times, but the 15,000 has to do with going out to bid. I think, or are we saying we're counting things and we're capitalizing things at 15,000?
If the value is between, I believe, 2,500 and 15,000, then the person is supposed to get extra bids and make sure they're doing it correctly. If it's over 15,000, you have to have the approval of the Board of Aldermen, which requires sealed bids, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, yeah, it has to go out the bid.
Yeah, and if it's under 2,500, it's just an expense. So,
right.
Yeah. Items going out.
But that has nothing to do with capital. That's a separate issue.
Well, no, it only had to do with capital. It's an item that shouldn't be on an operating budget. It's a capital item. I don't know at what point you call it a capital item. I'm not exactly sure. But.
So, Judy, this item's going out for bid, correct? Or has already?
I believe that there are some available and they want to get them before while they're still available because we're in the spring season. So
we have one quote in hand and after this meeting, I'll relate to Ed that he needs to find two more. I didn't have a chance to do that today. But the quote in hand is for just a few dollars less than the amount we're requesting.
It wouldn't be more prudent to wait until we have the actual bid that we're going to go with or no?
Well, we have to decide. I mean, we have to decide. The
issue with waiting, he is very concerned that he will not be able to buy one. And he needs three. He's had three. He needs three from according to his calculations.
Two less fields.
What would you guys feel better having? I mean, I understand that there's a procedure. I get it. And we're trying to follow along that is best, given that it seems to be of some time, seems to be of the essence here. So I'm not even exactly, I mean, I wish the Capital Planning Committee were meeting a little more often so that we could filter through that. But since this is extra money that's gone into capital planning, I don't know if the point is moot or what. And it doesn't say you have to have the three bids. It says they suggest you have more than one bid, I believe is the wording in the charter.
It's also my understanding that this is a state approved vendor that we've already gotten a quote from.
Judy, you're saying that there's no procedure to even go out to bid, is what you're saying.
I could go back to the charter. There's a big long thing in the charter about it.
What it says is that if it's less than 25,000, 2,500, it's just an expense. If it's between 25 and 15, they have to get three quotes. Or if it's on a state, if it's on an approved bid list. I don't know what goes out to bid or ever goes out to bid, hardly ever.
So yeah, we know, we kind of know. And what about if it's over 15?
Then it definitely has to go out to bid.
The other one just sort of has to go out to bid? I mean,
yes, so between 2,500 and 15, there it's sort of gray, or maybe Judy.
No, it's not gray. It has to, you have to get three quotes.
Okay, I misunderstood you then.
Unless, so what's the difference between the 14,000 item and the 16,000 item? What's the difference?
That's just the threshold that's in the charter.
But what's the threshold for? I mean, what is the threshold? A threshold, you're going from one place to another.
The threshold is the 15,000. That's just what's in the charter. It was assumed that this goes back not to this charter. This goes back to the one before that. And the limit used to be 2,500. Then they raised it up to say, well, these are items that it doesn't make sense to go out to bid for something that's 2,800. That's the number, because that's they're supposed to go out to bid for that. But
over 2,500.
Well, no, over 15,000. Between 2,500 and 15,000, they have to get three quotes, okay. Not a sealed bid. It has to be three quotes. You know, three things that the department head could get, and it has to be presented to the finance office to get it approved.
Okay. Now, I know in the past we've had cases where there's not three places you can get the item from. So we have quite often waived that if there is a preferred vendor or there's only one available, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, if there's like a single source provider or something like that. I don't know if that's the case with lawnmowers. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's up to the board. We can dig in and say we want to see these quotes first and make sure that this is the least amount. Not sure what happens if we miss the mower. It's a cheaper mower. We might end up paying more. But I mean, the board has a right to say we want to follow right along the lines. Does the charter say once they have these three quotes, who they're supposed to show it to? Do we know?
Yes, the finance. Yes,
so I could read it if you'd like.
Please.
When any purchase of goods or services is in excess of $2,500, but less than $15,000, the department head shall make reasonable efforts to obtain a minimum of three written proposals for the purchase of the item and shall make the purchase from the lowest responsible and qualified vendor. And that has no mention of appearing before a board to request approval.
Right, now that's if it's over 15. I think they actually have to get
it. It's between 2,500, as here, let me read it again. When any purchase of goods and service is in excess of 2,500, but less than 15,000. So that's between 2,500 and 15,000. The department head shall make reasonable efforts to obtain a minimum of three written proposals for the purchase of the item and shall make the purchase from the lowest responsible and qualified vendor.
Okay, so the question is, since Ed isn't present, is do we feel that he has made every reasonable effort and this is the way to go? So to me is the point here.
Well, I think what we have the funding. I mean, we have a quote for a certain amount. Mm-hmm. Providing this amount of money will cover that quote, but we could, as a board, you could definitely ask them and say, you know, please make sure you have three, you know, do everything you can to get three quotes and make him answer to you. I'm sure he's not going to do something that would, you know, contradict the will of the board. So.
Well, once we move the money's over there. So we can't put it over there and then hold on to it. So.
Mm-hmm.
The point here tonight would be to decide And either way you guys want to go is fine. We either say we believe that Ed would do his due diligence and he needs his mower and we'll go ahead, or we would rather he come in with quotes and talk to us about how much he needs a mower at our next meeting, and we hope he will find a mower at that time. So either way, there's nothing wrong with either way. I don't question either way. It's the board's choice.
Judy, could it be at like one of our Tuesday meetings instead of waiting a whole month? Because as from what Dave's saying, that they may run out of mowers.
No, our next Tuesday meeting is not going to be for almost a month because we're pushing the budget back because of the governor's request.
Judy, would it be appropriate to put stipulations that he shows three quotes to the finance director or someone of that nature, and then?
Yeah, but see, we have a precedent because we've done it much in the past. You know, I've been doing this for like 15 years here. We have done this quite a few times when there's some urgency and they have the thing and we know the person and we know the vendor and we let them go ahead. You know, that's what I'm saying. We don't have to let them go ahead. We can, you know.
We do have a history with this supplier.
Yeah. So it's up to you guys. If you guys don't feel comfortable with Ed's decision.
Well, I think if there's a middle option there, right, Judy? It's basically his due diligence, sure, but he, according to the charter, he can make the purchase. He could pull the proverbial trigger once he has his three bids. He just has to show evidence of it. So it's not like he has to wait to the next meeting. He just has to acquire two more bids, two more contracts.
Yeah, and just as a slight adjustment, the charter says that he has to make every effort, every reasonable effort to get those other two bids. So, I mean, if there are only two suppliers in Connecticut that supply this, and it, you know, just you might just be okay with two.
I think the question, I mean, we understand, I think Ed understands, is the question is, what does the tax board want to set themselves up? Do we want to just recommend this? It's in the charter already, okay? I mean, we don't tell the police chief. The charter says you should be doing this. We assume he's going to do that, right? So do we want to set the bar up a little higher and say anything that's purchased, we want proof of the quotes first, or do we want to go with it? I don't know. I don't recall us doing this before, but like I said, we can.
Theoretically, the bill shouldn't be paid from the finance office unless those are provided. That's really an administrative function. Part of it. It's a question of the question before you is, do you want to transfer that money from
the finance director is not policing this. I don't believe that the finance director polices this. No.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about that in the charter.
No. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Are we drawing the line saying from now on we have to have some checks in place?
Isn't that the whole point? I mean,
no, really. the charter is what we have to do, and that's supposed to be good.
Charter puts some trust in our department managers at a certain expense level, and that expense level is $15,000.
Exactly.
Feels like there's so many times over the years that we go around the bid process because it's a rush, it's a last minute thing.
We do. It happens a couple of times every year, I would say, that there's
all the time. By the time it comes to us, it's already done, bought, and paid for because there was some urgency. And even here, we're getting pushed against the wall, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can't make a motion based upon that, upon the, he can do as the charter says and make the purchase, but he has to document that he went out to bid and did his due diligence.
No, I won't accept the motion like that. It takes all of our trust away from the apartment managers. No.
What we're doing, Judy, is asking them to do what the charter's saying.
Well, right, but we don't like they have to show us their homework. Come on. This is our director of Public Works for a while now. I have no reason to suspect that he's being loose with the money, or maybe there is no grass. I'm just saying,
like we said before, it's a precedent.
I don't like the precedent myself, I guess is what I'm saying. If you guys want to set it, then you better apply it evenly. Anything that comes before us, if it's a matter of charter, they're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to ante up. It can't be just, oh, well, these guys, you know. I'm not saying you guys are trying to do that. I'm just saying you got to think ahead a little bit, you know, to the system. It's my only. So now who's to decide in the finance office if he made a reasonable effort? What happens if he shows up with two and he says he couldn't find others? Should we investigate that then to make sure there wasn't a third one? I mean, wherein lies the responsibility to police the charter? I'm not sure myself.
I was going to ask you.
Everything's subject to audit. I don't know. I guess, you know, an audit question could be raised. But, you know, you'd almost want to trust your CPA for that.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad topic. I'm just saying we've never gone to this topic before. It just kind of rolls along. I know there's times we have stopped things because we're just not sure of the person. Maybe they're new. Maybe it doesn't seem like a reasonable request. So I'm not saying that we never stop things, but
I don't know. You raise a good point though, Judy. It's not clear who's responsible to make sure that he's gotten the three bids.
Exactly. But it's not something new with this grass cutter. It's the way it's always operated. I mean, if the board is feeling funny about that in general, then that should be something we should look into. But I don't think it's fair to put it on Ed and he doesn't get his grass cutter in a timely manner because we've decided we don't like the system now, or we don't think the system's clear enough.
It seems to me the charter puts the responsibility on the department head to do it. There's really no check and balance against it. Mm-hmm. I guess that the folks that approved the charter felt like in under $15,000, they didn't need to add anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what David said. I think $15,000 is the $2,500 means. Yeah, if it's under $2,500, it's just a routine expense. Just carry on. If it's under $15,000, the department head should have the criteria to decide that. And if it's over, then we need a board to step in. Now we're talking a lot of money. So I'm assuming that's why the charter is that way. No, we can always bring legal counsel in. If you guys want, I'd be glad to have the legal counsel come to the next meeting and we could talk about it with him.
If he's going to get three bids, why can't he just have him document it and show us proof that he has three bids, and not for our approval, but just so that we can see it and you say, okay, go ahead, do what you have to do.
Because we've never done it before. Then we have to do this to every department manager. We have to do this with the police, with the firemen, everybody.
There's a sense that that would be adding to the charter without process.
Yeah, it's.
You know, he's got a $60,000 budget for maintenance, and we've yet to look at an invoice there. That's a lot more money than he's asking for to buy this lawnmower.
Yeah. It's just not the tax board role to verify that we're following the charter. Our role defining the charter is to set a mill rate and to do our due diligence to make sure that the expenses that are being asked in the budget are reasonable for the running of the city and set the mill rate. And then we start transferring stuff around because people that a budget is somewhat of a guess, somewhat of a forecast. That's our job. And where'd he go? Brian was right. This should have been handled through capital planning. If he had thought, you know, because the capital plan that we're working under right now is like a year old. So at that point, I guess they thought the mowers would make it. But I mean, that's the board that really should say, do we need to spend money on another lawnmower? That is the correct board. So the actual correct thing here would be, if you guys don't want to go ahead with this as we're doing it, would be to deny this and ask him to please go to the capital planning board.
Well, Judy, once we send, if we approve the motion, wouldn't it doesn't have to be approved by capital plan, even though it's going to the capital plan account or fund?
That I don't know.
No.
You would think, but.
But according to the charter, no.
Because doesn't everything that is capital plan have to be approved by the capital plan board or no?
The capital plan board does not think so.
Yes, if it's part of the capital plan, it has to be approved by the capital planning commission.
We asked Joe DiMartino and Charles Sampson for their advice, and this is the advice that was given.
Yeah, they didn't think it needed to go to capital. They didn't mind it going out of the capital planning account, but they didn't seem to think we needed to take this through.
Well, wouldn't it make
sense? The capital what about court plan?
Council? What about court council?
What about him?
What does he have to say about that going through to capital planning?
I don't know. It's a lawnmower that they're trying to get onto.
It's not a question of the lawnmower. I don't care if it was pens and pencils and staples at. I'm just talking about the charter.
As a rule, I mean, we have moved. Again, this is just a matter of how long you guys want to spend on this. If we look back through the minutes this year, you will see, I think there was at least one other item that was like this that went through the capital planning. Even to put it through capital planning at this point in time is just to keep the accounting more clear. Now, I'm not sure, I'm not familiar enough with the capital planning. I don't know, is it in the charter or how it's decided? We get an amount that the tax board gives the capital plan an amount. It says, this is how much you guys have to work with, right? And then the capital planning committee just looks to see who needs it most, and they divvy out the money that the tax board gives them. So that's where the tax board has the control. How much money do we give to capital planning? Capital planning is supposed to decide the triage on that. How does it go out? Now, in this case, this is not that money that the tax board gave the capital plan. This is some money that we're transferring into the capital plan after the fact because we had an excess in another department. And I think that's what Charlie and Joe are referring to, that since this wasn't given to capital planning by the tax board, we're using their account to transfer it, that the capital plan doesn't have to approve it. That would be my best guess, and I would be pretty sure that that's the situation. Now, whether that's written down somewhere, I don't know. But that's the way it's intended to work. So this isn't money that the tax board has given capital planning. This is not, the lawnmower is not competing with a police car. It's not competing with a truck for the Board of Ed. It's not competing with anybody because it's excess money we're putting in there.
According to that view, then how do we know that the capital plan want to allocate this extra money for something else compared to a lawnmower, for example?
That's very fair.
So wouldn't that mean that anything transferred or part of that capital fund account, no matter if it's allocated before the year begins or during the year or transferred in, wouldn't that mean that would have to be approved to transfer out of that account? Because like we need to approve movement between lines after a certain amount, even though it's within the same account.
That would seem reasonable. Yeah. The problem is that capital planning committee doesn't meet. So if we do it that way, we're just kind of putting a kibosh on any capital spending.
But that's the way we're doing it, though, because we're transferring it into that fund.
Well, we're doing it for accounting purposes because it looks correct to buy a capital item out of the capital account. It's just an accounting issue. If the money is coming from Parks and Rec to buy a cutter for public works. That's the bottom line here. We've done it before.
So pretty much it's basically the same thing as if a department at the end of the year had excess dollar amount, it would go back into the general fund. Only this time, instead of putting it in the general fund, we're putting it into the capital approval plan.
Right.
By way of the fund, like to your point, yes.
Yeah. And if we had a capital planning committee that we could call up and tell them next week, we sent this extra money there. Can we use it for a lawnmower as opposed to something else that you guys had to pass on, right? Then I would say, yeah. If it weren't the matter that apparently the lawnmowers are scarce, and if we had a capital planning committee that was available, then I would totally agree.
Yeah, and if I could add, two members of the capital planning committee have advised us that this is the way to go.
Yeah.
We have a capital planning committee, correct?
Yeah, but Patty Finn ran it. So that's not happening. And Keith McLiberty ran it, but that's not happening. So right now we're a little rudderless in the capital planning.
I mean, our choices are table it and we don't get the lawnmower this year, or we just turn an eye to this and just get it done. Those are our two choices.
I would say. No, and I don't think if we table it, they're not going to get it this year. If we table it, then they're going to have to wait a few weeks. And yeah, we're not positive they'll find one, but I have no idea how that works. So I have no idea how the lawnmower market is like. But yeah, it bothers you if you guys doesn't feel like this is the correct procedure. Like I'm saying, I'm seeing deeper issues here that maybe we need to address with someone. Sure. Like, what do we do when there's excess capital planned during the year? And we cause this committee to meet and deal with it or not? Or should we just take care of it ourselves since we're the ones that originally give the money to the capital plan?
Yeah. I mean, just the reality is we didn't get the information in time. And you know what? This is nothing against the department, but the public works, but you know, we don't have the documentation.
No, but that wouldn't make it any more. No, just, I mean, they could show up here with 20 bids, but if the capital, it's not a question that we need to see that. It's a question of, does this expenditure have to be approved by capital planning?
So then even if we move the funds, doesn't that question still persist?
Yes, I'm saying, and I think that's the question. So it's then, in the charter, we're doing the right thing. It should go through capital planning because that's where we buy capital assets. All that I believe is true, but our question I think tonight is, can we do that without the capital planning committee meeting to say, okay, yes, yeah, spend it on a lawnmower? That's the question.
But if all we're doing is transferring the money, if all we're doing is transferring the money, then it's not our responsibility to take that next step. It would be the capital plan board to make that happen or not happen, or the mayor,
for example, to
organize the capital plan.
Absolutely. To me, this is an administrative issue. We're just supposed to transfer funds. Are there funds available? Yes. Can we transfer them over there? We can. That's our part. So we don't have to turn around and go, well, what is this saying? What are they saying? That's not our job.
So you're saying even if we move this money can't be spent then? If that's,
I don't know. Once we move it, we don't have the say-so over spending. We don't have the say-so over Board of Aldermen, over the capital planning, anybody.
So until we know, I'm going to make a motion to table.
What do we want to know, Sammy? Then I question
everybody. It should be the department head come in with three proposals. That's the whole thing.
There's nothing in the charter that says he has to do that.
I mean, we can bring in the city council to clarify that. How is this process supposed to work? We can also ask him then about the capital planning. I mean, we can stop, and that's fine. I'm not against it. We can stop and call these people in. Our next meeting is about 3 weeks and go through all this before we proceed. But until we do that, I'm just saying we have to do it evenly.
Judy, is there any way to get our corporate counsel on the line tonight where that's a reasonable request?
I have no idea.
Or the department head?
Or the department head.
Well, what's he going to tell you? He's going to tell you he needs a lawnmower. The question is capital planning here. Who do you want on here from capital planning? That would be Jody Martino. That's myself. That's Charlie Sampson. And Barbara DeGennaro.
So then why can't you just, so why, if the money,
I'm moved, on it.
If the money's moved,
Jim Butler.
If the money's moved this evening, why can't that board be called upon to have a meeting within the next week?
It could be. I just don't know who would call it. I don't know who runs that committee anymore because Keith and Patty are gone. So I'm not sure.
Well, wouldn't the mayor have the ability to call for a meeting of that department?
I would think so.
And appoint an interim chair? Or no?
I assume. I'm not the whole administration, though. I'm just...
By ordinance, the mayor is the chair of the capital planning.
Yes, that's true. So just like anything.
Why can't the mayor then just call a meeting once the transfer goes through?
I guess he could, sure.
So Carlo, you're saying amend the motion so that we move the funds pending capital planning committee approval?
Well, we don't even know if it requires the capital plan to, because it might need to, because it's coming out of that fund. We don't even know that at this point. We're kind of in limbo.
I would say that's correct.
Because it might need to be approved even without our recommendation of it being approved. Because it's coming out of that fund. Because usually at the beginning of the budget cycle, we allocate X amount of money and then they divvy it up, like Judy said. Right. So it's possible that new money coming in would have to go through that same process. But we're not quite sure about if that's the case.
Exactly. So that's, I recommend we move the money tonight. Okay, because we have the money. We're meeting here. Why don't we go ahead and move the money into the capital plan, and then we ask David to please, or I can send an email to the mayor and say, we have this money we've sent you to the capital plan, but we're kind of unsure. We would feel more comfortable to have either you have that committee meet and approve it, or have the corporate council come to our next meeting and say why that wasn't necessary. Would that satisfy everyone? So we can either meet, the mayor can call them and meet. The money will be there available as soon as they meet and say, okay, I mean, sure, we'll do it Zoom, right? We have nothing else on the table, so we probably could, except there are certain members whose names I won't mention at this time who'd never go to the capital planning meeting. I'm not sure why. I don't think they've been there this year. So.
And it's possible, Judy, that corporation council may weigh in and say that the board doesn't need to approve them.
Exactly. Yeah. And then so the money's there and off you go. And if they weigh in and say he does, then we have the mayor call a Zoom meeting. And I think we only need three as a quorum on there. We get together and decide if we want to give that money to the lawnmower. I mean, it could all move fairly fast, but I would hate to say we do that and now we have to have another special meeting just to move the money. Okay? That to me seems excessive. But following up on it, sure, absolutely.
And our only job really is just to move the money.
That's correct. Our job is to move the money. And Judy, to make sure we have the money to move, and we're not moving money we don't have.
And I agree with all that, but if we can just make sure that we get a report upon that at our next meeting, whether it was needed, not needed, so for further reference, if something like this comes up where we need to transfer into capital, we know, oh yeah, we do need the approval of that board, or no, we can just do it ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. I have a folder, Carlo, of things such as this, that they come up and then we start reinventing the wheel again. So I don't unfortunately have this item in there, but I have a folder full of the difference between, it just goes on and on forever. So, because these things we forget between times, and then we kind of start all over again. So it's a lot of energy. So yes, we will definitely report back if you guys want to go ahead and move the money, and we will report back at our very next meeting what the rules are governing that and what took place in this case. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's just more efficient that we go ahead and move the money, we have it, and then we make sure it's taken care of. Okay. Make sure I light. It's getting dark now. All right. So with that said, and I think everybody's had that, and I agree, we should know what the rules are. Absolutely. So all in favor of transferring this $10,800, motion made by Brian and seconded by Sam. All in favor?
I would like to make a friendly amendment to that to include what we mentioned.
Okay. So, Brian, would you accept a friendly amendment to your motion saying that following this meeting, we would like to have council and the mayor look into the capital planning responsibilities?
I would make the friendly motion or amendment that we will move the money. The capital committee will meet and discuss this.
Well, if the legal counsel says they have to, yeah. We have to determine, just like I think Carlos said, we have to determine what the procedure is. If the procedure is not for the capital planning to meet, because this is extra money, then why meet? If they say it is, then we meet. I mean, it's either a yes or no, right?
I'll offer the friendly amendment as for the motion to be approved as stated previously with the consultation of the mayor and corporate council on whether or not this has to go before a capital plan vote or not.
Okay, that sounds good, Carlo. I think does that sound okay, Brian?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So, and Sam, you're okay with that friendly amendment?
I will second that.
Okay, thank you, Sam. All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Who's opposed? Okay, we got to take roll call. Luis still with us? You need to take a roll call vote, Luis. Luis there?
Louise, you're muted.
There you go.
Mr. Bowers?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
Yes.
You, Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Coppola?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Malerba?
Yes.
Ms. Pertoso?
Yes.
Mr. Pilastro?
No.
No? I couldn't hear you, Sam.
No.
Sorry. Step check.
You don't need one. You've got seven. Okay. So, motion carries. I'll talk to you tomorrow, David. So that we're not just bombarding the mayor and everyone, figure out which is the best direction to go. And we won't cut any checks to any lawnmower companies until we hear from them. And then we will document it and present it to the next thing. So our last order of business in this meeting is a discussion of the annual budget. I think you all know I sent out an email that the governor gave us a stay of execution at all the municipalities with approval of their governing board can delay the approval of their final budget through the end of June. We decided that would, if we waited till the end, it would delay our tax bills too much. So we were thinking the end of May. And so we have sent a letter to the Board of Aldermen asking them for their meeting, I believe, on the 22nd. Would they please approve our moving the final budget adoption to the end of May, which ironically is when we normally do it before the new charter. Go around circles. So that means we would have, so if we want to have the final approval, I'll assume the aldermen are going to approve this. If not, then we'll see what we got to do. Move the final approval then until the 24th of May. I'm sorry, 25th of May. Stick to Tuesdays. We would have our public hearing on the 18th. So we should next meet on May 11th. I don't think we have so many changes that it would, I think we can just meet on the 11th, talk about any changes, like if Payton changes or anything changes, granted the last things that we've seen, we make those changes and do a prelim vote. So I would make, well, I would like someone, I'm sorry, would someone make a motion to set our last three? No, actually, when is our regular meeting in May? It would be the 17th. Yeah. So I would make a motion that we hold our prelim vote on May 11th. I would like a motion that we hold our prelim vote on May 11th, Tuesday. Our public hearing following our regular tax board meeting on Monday, May 17th. And our final vote on Tuesday, May 25th.
I recommend that we do the public hearing first so the public doesn't have to wait around for our meeting.
Okay, so we would have to, we're at six. So, yeah, it would make that a special meeting though if we change the time on it.
You could make it at 6 o'clock, the public hearing, and just put that as the first item on the agenda.
Oh, there you go. Was that Mr. Garfalo?
Yes.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Okay, so the motion would be, okay, so prelim the 11th, public hearing Monday the 17th, followed by our regular meeting, and the final vote on Tuesday, May 25th. Do I hear a motion to adopt that schedule?
So moved, Judy, Jim.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose.
Yes.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. So we will meet again on the 11th, unless something just catastrophic happens bigger than the grass cutter that we need to meet sooner. And go from there. Now, what would you guys like before the 11th? You should have a copy of the, or it's out there anyway, of the budget as we last saw it. Do you think we have very many changes, Dave?
Minor. I sent you the one change, which is really just geography within one department, which shouldn't really, you know, cause a lot of debate. The other thing I did find out today that from Larry Cass, that our projections for the insurances, health, et cetera, mostly it's the stop loss, is they're having some competitive bidding that's been generated on it. So the number that he gave me will go down. It's a worst case number. So, but I don't think it's going to be a significant number once again. And I believe I'll have more updated numbers on the contributions later this week. Again, I don't think it'll be a significant change.
Okay, and then we're hoping for some maybe new numbers from the state, which is why they're postponing the adoption. So, is there anybody you guys want to invite to that meeting that you are a little concerned about their budget? Given, do you guys want to talk to Parks and Rec or Payton, or do you want to talk to somebody from, or do you want just like Andrew or Rich to come in and talk about what their plan is with the building inspector, or what all would you like to hear before you make a vote?
I think the building inspector and tax collector would be a good item to make sure we're all on
We don't have a building inspector. So about the building inspector, right?
Correct. About the strategy we're kind of.
Okay. So building inspection. And what was the other one? Tax collector?
Yes.
This building. Or any unopened, any other positions that aren't filled right now and what the plans are, I guess, would be or a better
position. Okay. Anything else you guys want to talk to any of the, like the Payton Field or the Parks and Rec? Are we good there? Be good. All right. If you guys think of anything, as you know, feel free to email me and say, "Hey, Judy, by the way, why don't we ask so and so to come?" Okay, we can always do that. You've got some time. 11, 22 days, 3 weeks. All right. Do I hear a motion? Anybody other comments on budgets? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn, Rose.
Motion by Rose. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All right, second by a bunch of people.
Chris.
Chris. You're not a bunch of people, you're just Chris. So we are adjourned at 7:49. Thank you, everybody.